Everyone, welcome to your podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I want to welcome Mike Dell, my co-host. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good. And then at least we're not getting hammered with rain here.
Yeah. And we just finished up. Had a little bit of a storm go through. But I hope everyone else is doing well and staying dry. And if you had to evacuate from the East Coast, we hope your property and everything is in good shape. But a little bit of news going on in the podcasting space. And of course, yesterday, or actually on the 12th, was the big announcement from Apple on the new phones. So, of course, some of the team, Mike, over here is like, I'm waiting for the Pixel. I'm waiting for the new Android device. And then there's other part of the team that's saying, well, I'm waiting for the iPhones. I can't. So are you excited about anything that was announced?
Not particularly myself. I mean, I'm not in need of a new phone or a new watch. And that's basically what they talked about. But what is pretty cool, as of today, since we're putting this out on the 17th, as of today, iOS 12 is out, so I don't know what that means for podcasters, but I think there is a little bit of an update for the podcast app. I don't have any details, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I heard some people were running the beta, and I don't remember them saying too much about anything from the podcast side, but we'll definitely be hearing about it by the end of the day, because some of the folks will be punching the update out. So very, very cool, and I'm looking forward to a new phone. Of course, I'm using both at this time, using an Android phone and an iPhone, mostly because the Android being able to demonstrate Google's podcast, and that's taking a lot of people by surprise. But anyway, hey, we had a pretty big milestone. The Blueberry Directory crossed over the 600,000 show listing in it, which is pretty incredible if you think about it.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. We were at 250,000. So, you know, that's pretty exponential growth in content out there anyway.
And, you know, that data is interesting. And but I, you know, that data point or that milestone is interesting. But I was talking with Angelo. I said, we need to start digging out more details on, you know, how much of that is pod faded, how many of those have, you know, look at some of the deeper statistics. So as we're going forward, I think you're going to see a lot more stuff coming from us that really kind of talks about the ins and out of each of those, each and every one of those shows that is on that directory, so that we get a better detail of what, you know, what's really happening. It's a cool number, but if only 125,000 of them are active, well, then it's not such a big number anymore.
Right. And it all depends on what we would consider active. You know, if we went, you know, if you put out an episode in the last month, is that active, or the last 3 months, or, you know, so there's a lot of ways we could parse that data.
Or all of the above, for
right.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, to get some trending for sure. But one thing that we want to talk a little bit about today is, you know, this is something that we've talked about a lot on this show, is talking about your feed or your podcast RSS feed. And specifically with Blueberry, because there is a couple of ways at Blueberry where you can get a feed. And I would say that several of these are the premium way, and some of these ways that are ways that you can also use our service. Now, it really breaks down into four categories. And I think this is important for those of you that may be listening to us, they're brand new and you're thinking about hosting with us, or if you're already hosting somewhere else and you're thinking about moving to us, we really truly, and again, this is the mantra of the company, is we believe in you building your brand on a .com that you own, controlling your feed and your intellectual property. And it's really, really important, because once you're doing that, you're able to have access to your own stats on Apple Podcasts, which is important, so that you can log into Apple Podcasts and take a look at your metrics. You don't want anyone ever submitting your show over there, which happens in some instances with some provider. So the main thing is if you have your own website already, if you have your own WordPress site, using our PowerPress plugin makes your website podcast ready. And we provide you a unique podcast feed that you would submit to Apple Podcasts. Now, WordPress on its own provides you a RSS feed, and that feed is typically used by the blogging community in syndication, or basically getting the word out about your show. That way people can subscribe to your blog via the feed that's for your blog. But we make you a custom RSS feed that has strictly the only the podcast post in
it. It's the special podcast only feed.
Right. And again, that is a feed that would be on your site. It's definitely powered by PowerPress. But the thing to remember about that is that PowerPress is non-dependent upon Blueberry. It'll run without us. So you can use PowerPress and never use a single service of ours, which we hope you will. But I think that's the most important part to remember. Of course, there's PowerPress on PowerPress sites. And again, that's a co-equal great solution because every customer at Blueberry gets a free WordPress site. And of course, we always want those shows to upgrade to becoming a PowerPress Sites Deluxe site so that they get their own domain, again, on their own website. And again, it's powered by PowerPress, so you really have full control in either situation, which is a fantastic solution. So a lot of people don't know about our Blueberry Publisher, though. Our Blueberry Publisher is really designed for companies that are, well, if corporations, they don't have WordPress, or a site that might be on Wix or some other site that doesn't support a podcast feed. Many times, even folks that are on some platforms that do have some semblance of podcasting support will still use the Blueberry Publisher, where they come in and actually log in and write their blog posts and upload their media right in the website at blueberry.com.
Yeah, the Blueberry Publisher, thinking about it, you know, like all the other companies out there, pretty much, that's their main way of doing it. In our case, it's a third way of doing it. But, you know, so like, you know, any other podcast company, you go to that site, you post your podcast there, the RSS feed has their domain in it. Well, this is the same thing we offer at Blueberry. We just encourage you to do it the other two ways.
Right. And that's the best analogy going yet, Mike. You're right. So it's basically on our vertical. And while we have it available, again, these first two options are literally the way we want you to go. And of course, then really this is still really a great feature is we have the Podcast Mirror platform. The Podcast Mirror platform is essentially a replacement for FeedBurner. And it's very specific for podcasting. It's lightning fast. And it's for those of you that may be on a little more inexpensive hosting service, or you just want to completely offload your RSS feed hosting to someone else, we can do that for you. We've got more features planned for Podcast Mirror down the road, but the development cycle on that probably won't happen again until next year. But Podcast Mirror is a great way to mirror, and it's an exact mirror of your feed or a copy of your feed that's basically pulled by us. We update the feed on an hourly basis. We look at your website and see if it's updated. If it has, we grab the new feed, we update it on our side, and that is used for, then you can have people actually subscribe to that feed. Now, if you leave and you want to change stuff, we'll re-forward it out of there to a different location. So it's fully viable.
Yeah, and it's also good for, like, if you're starting out and you're not sure about podcasting and you want to go with one of these free options, or you want to go with, something that isn't, say that you don't fully trust, I guess would be the way to put it. You could mirror the feed, submit that mirror feed to all the directories. And then later on, when you want to switch to something more robust or something more, you know, your own feed, you know, say you want to move to WordPress later on, well, all the directories are looking at that mirror feed, so you could just switch that around. So it kind of future-proofs you. It keeps you in control regardless of where your feed is coming from.
And that would actually, if the folks at some of these services stop submitting shows, this would be a great way to, again, to future-proof your podcast. You're right, Mike. It's kind of a safety net out there, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what, you know, a lot of people use FeedBurner for, because, well, I may want to move. And, well, you know, FeedBurner, I don't think's been touched much in over 10 years.
Long time.
So, you know, this thing's, you know, actively maintained and pretty new, and we can, you know, and we actually still work on it. So if something goes wrong, we're right there to fix it. And so far, we've been pretty lucky with that.
Yep. So anyway, that's it on feeds. We've got a new podcast post out called What is a Podcast RSS Feed? Most of you that are podcasting already don't necessarily need to read that post, but we get this question asked on a regular basis. So that's why the post is up there on PowerPress. One thing that you also notice too is that we've got a new voice on the blog. And the writer that's been writing for us for a number of years has activities have in her business have took off to a point where she wasn't as fully available to write on a weekly basis. So we've got a new writer in there. So there's a new voice. So be interesting if you guys can tell the difference. And also, we'll see how the new format or how the new writer continues to put up the new posts. And we've got a publishing schedule for him, but it's going to be fun to watch how the new voice on the website works out. So it's kind of a see as you go at this point. Also, just want to let everyone know that ad injection is currently under testing. I know that's been a long time coming to market. It's actually finished and we're just doing some finalized testing. We've got a few bugs to work out. And once that's done, we're going to be announcing that and actually bringing it on online for those of you that are pro customers. So it's very, very exciting. If you want to be on the beta and you are a pro customer, definitely drop us a line and we'll see if we can get you a beta account or actually turn it on for your show. Let us know on that, and we'll move forward. But Mike, we're looking for some help, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm looking for someone to help the development team down there in Columbus. Looking for an administrative assistant. There's a whole bunch of things that you would be doing if you wanted to work for Blueberry. It's a full time, I believe, 40 hours a week. Let's see. Yeah, there's lots of requirements. Anyway, there's a link on the show notes. It's over at powerpresspodcast.com. And yeah, I think it'll be nice, give a little interface between the dev team and the rest of the world.
This is a great job for a podcaster who has great organizational skills, has writing skills. I think this is a great opportunity to get a foot in the door with our team. You do have to be in the Columbus office. This is not a remote job at all. And again, basically a job with benefits. So definitely take a look at the job listing. We'll have the link in the show notes. It's actually the posting's already on powerpresspodcast.com. But well, in this, your podcast, we will have that link.
Yeah.
So, Mike, one of those terrible subjects came up again this week.
Yeah, it sure did. You know, it's ownership of podcasts. You know, a while back we told you about one that it's still in litigation, I think. And now we had another one this week, this last week, where, you know, there's two parties not fighting yet, but definitely having heated discussions on who owns what about their podcast. And, you know, it can get ugly really quick. So, you know, we just have to reiterate, you know, when you're doing a podcast as an employee, you know, it's such as what I'm doing here, make sure it's abundantly clear and in writing who owns what. Or, you know, like even a volunteer organization. I believe this was a volunteer position that the guy had. But still, you know, it gets pretty ugly pretty quick, you know, when you don't have it worked out with your co-host. You know, what happens if you guys stop the show? Or what happens if you break up in whatever? Right? It's just like a divorce almost, like a prenup.
And what can happen really is, if you think about it, maybe one person is really works heavy on the show prep, and another person does the logistics of recording and then uploading the media. So what if the person that's leaving is the person that has all the keys to the cars, to the hosting accounts, the domain names, the, you know, all that stuff. And then when that person leaves, well, if that person, if it's ugly and the co-host doesn't have access to any of this information, or it turns out that there is a, you know, a battle, like his mic setting get real nasty. So make sure you have very, very clear, even if it's just a written agreement that's notarized that says, you know, upon breakup, I, Tony, retain control of the show, the feed, the domain, the, you know, or whatever the terms are that you're going to, if you agree that if you break up, you're going to shut the show down, or one party's going to buy another out, or, you know, make sure all that's in there, because otherwise it just, when you come to us and are, well, want recontrol of your show, and you're not the one that's been paying the bill for it, then it gets real nasty. Yeah. And we really have to say, go provide us some legal documents and to say that it's yours.
Yeah, we really hate to tell people to get legal counsel, but sometimes that's the last resort.
Yeah.
And we can't really get in between it. You know, we're not the final arbiter of who owns what.
No, not at all. And we don't like to be either. So, it's painful. And we see it well too often. And, you know, it even comes up on the board sometimes. These fights bleed over into supports, not onto sports sites, but onto forums like Facebook and so forth. Okay. So let's move on to some support stuff you've been seeing and some good news too.
Yeah. Our team is growing yet again. Not only do we have an opening for the admin position there in Columbus, but we've hired another part-time tech support person, John Haskins, out in the Las Vegas area, has agreed to come on the team. So we'll get him up to speed probably later this week. And you should be seeing him answering tickets here pretty soon.
So that basically brings our support team to four.
Yep.
And gives us a little wider coverage. I noticed when Mike was out that on vacation, the team was having a little bit of trouble keeping up, because Mike's the only full-time support folks. Everyone else is contract support. And we can't dictate to our contract support when they work. So we gave them some, you know, basically said, Mike, let's get another person on the team and make sure our coverage is a little thicker. And so I'm excited to have John on. John's out on the West Coast too, so that'll help Sean out as well, who's out on the West Coast. But let's talk a little bit about a topic that's been coming up, talking about player images on the Blueberry Player, and how you can turn that option on and activate that, and what do you have to do to make for each individual episode post a new image show up in the Blueberry Player.
Right, yeah, in PowerPress. And this only works in PowerPress, does not work in our publisher system we were talking about. So this is just for PowerPress users. But you go into the audio player section and you select the Blueberry Player. You click on Activate and Configure, or Activate and Configure Now. And in there's a couple of checkboxes to turn on episodic images and to turn on the spot in the podcast episode box to upload said image. And now you got to know that image has to comply with the same specs as your main podcast image. So 1400 by 1400 square, under 500K, you know, the whole nine yards. But once you do that, there'll be an extra box there in the podcast episode box with an uploader right there that goes to basically your WordPress media. You'll upload that image and attach it to that post. And then when you publish it, the player on your post will have the episodic image. And it's pretty easy once you get the hang of it. And it's kind of cool. I use it on some of my shows. Once in a while, I'll put an episodic image in there, but not always. And you don't have to. If you leave it blank, it'll just revert to your main image. But that's just about it for the player.
I've had fans over the years contribute about 80 pieces of album art. So I have them numbered 1 through 80. And what I do, Mike, is I cycle every episode. I put a new episode image art up in the player, which also carries over to one or two podcast apps. And it's because in iTunes, they have a spec, folks, where you can actually set the episode art. But sadly, very few people actually employ that tag and actually use it. But for those that do, it's kind of cool because every episode will see new art. I know it's a pain for most people to have that much art to be able to put for new episodes. But I know one show, they have got over 1,000 episodes with individual album art for every single episode. When you think about that, it's a pretty incredible accomplishment. But the most of us won't do that. So we'll have a series of albums art we can rotate. And that's what I do. I rotate these 80 album art images. And about every, well, about every 10 months, then I'm back at number one.
Right.
So, it's fun, and it's an option there for you.
Sure. And the one thing about episodic art, I think the show you're talking about, they actually change the main album art every week or every episode. Wow. They don't do the episodic artwork, I don't believe.
Yeah, but maybe they do. They may change the album art every episode. Yeah. Right.
So, and I did a blog post and a podcast episode, actually, over at Podcast Help Desk, not to toot my own horn, but talking about episodic level images. And there's two different places you can put them. You know, as we were saying, you know, same thing with the player image. That same image goes into the RSS feed as an episodic image. The funny thing is Apple doesn't use them at all, hardly. It does use the RSS image when you're doing a search for a podcast. So if you're searching for a podcast in the Apple directory, either on the mobile or the iTunes desktop software, the episodes will have the episodic images in the search results. But when you're playing them, you just see the main album art. And I had a whole list of all how, you know, which ones use what. Like Google Podcast doesn't use any of the episode images. Overcast uses what's in the ID3 tags. That's a way of putting the artwork right in the MP3 file. So if you're using Overcast for iOS, you'll see that image. Pocket Cast doesn't use either. Podcast Republic on Android uses the RSS image as well as Podcast Addict. Beyond Pod uses the ID3 tag image. Stitcher, Spotify, and all that. Revision. I forgot about that. Spotify does in the apps, so like the mobile app version, they'll use the episodic image from the RSS feed. Otherwise, they don't on the web version of Spotify.
So it's a mixed bag, Mike. They either use the ID3 tag image or they use the episodic album art from Apple as the image. So it's varies. So I put them in both.
Right.
So I have it in the ID3 tag and in the episode art, so that way they match. It's pretty, but I guess if you don't put anything at all, it just reverts back to your show album art.
Well, what I did to test your show it, art. Yeah, what I did to test it is I put out an episode of another podcast of mine, and I put one image in the ID3 tag and another image in the RSS feed, and then I asked people, you know, okay, which image do you see when you're playing this episode? Do you see the main one? Do you see the one from the RSS, or do you see the one from the ID3? And I got a pretty good list here, and there's probably going to be some more people chiming in on what shows up. But, you know, once and for all, I wanted to figure out which the different apps use.
So Mike's going to have a link in the show notes to the Podcast Help Desk episode that lays out where, when, and how on this. So definitely take a look at that. So Mike, you want to beat a dead horse here again, huh?
Yeah, I put it in our notes here, the beating the dead horse section. So there's just two things that have come up over and over again. We've talked about them, but again, please do not use a word processor and then paste directly into your show notes. And this doesn't matter whether you're using PowerPress, Generator, Libsyn, Podbean, whatever. Do not cut and paste from a word processor into your show notes.
Yeah, it causes a lot of trouble. There's hidden symbols in WordPress that will absolutely break your feed. Not Word, you know, Microsoft Word.
Yeah. It doesn't Google Docs, matter. Any of them. Anything that formats the text. So you really want to do it in plain text.
Yeah, so let me correct myself. I said WordPress. So in a word processor, it has all kinds of weird hidden stuff in there, formatting that you don't see that gets transferred, and it'll break your feed in a New York minute. And it happens again and again. We had a guy in Facebook, and Facebook groups is a great place to ask general questions, but support questions. Make sure you email support at blueberry.com because
speaking of beating a dead horse.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to cause you a lot of trouble if you do that. What you can do, this is the trick. If you get a document that has been written by someone, something you want to put in your show notes from Microsoft Word or for Google Docs, you cut out the text, you paste it into a text editor like Notepad or TextPad or Notes in the Mac. You paste it in there, then you recopy and paste into WordPress. That will clear that stuff. But again, be careful and look at the text version of your WordPress posting to make sure there's nothing odd in there.
Right. And another thing in WordPress, this is something they added recently, is if you look when you're editing a post, that little toolbar across the top, there's a little icon that looks like a little suitcase, a black suitcase with an A in it. If you hover over that, it's going to say paste as text. You click that button, and then you can paste in from Word or word processors or Google Docs. That's what I do on this show. It works like a champ. So anyway, that's another little trick.
And it strips all that stuff out.
Yes, it changes it to plain text, which is the whole idea. The other thing is why not just write in WordPress? Now they got a new editor from Automatic that's called Gutenberg, and you can format that just like Word, Microsoft Word or any other document, so you can format your post. It's a really cool editor, and it's something that the people behind WordPress have come up with. So why not just write there?
Awesome.
So anyway, and then the last thing on the list is I've been getting an awful lot of these the last couple of days. Apple or any other directory does not instantly update when you publish an episode. I literally got a call. I got a phone call from somebody. This was last Wednesday, I guess. And she was just absolutely panicking. She says, well, my show isn't coming out. It isn't in Apple. And I said, well, when did you post it? She said, well, about 12 minutes ago. I'm like, oh, come on.
So it's a new podcaster not knowing.
Yeah, yeah. And, just please spread the word. I know most of you that are listening probably know this. But, podcasting is a pull technology. The Apple directory and all other directories and apps will pull your feed every so often to update your listing, but it's not going to happen instantly. It can be 24 hours, sometimes more. Apple, every time they get in there to work on something, they have a bit of a delay. And, I've seen it go 2-3 days. But the key to it is subscribe to your own podcast in a regular podcast app, not like Spotify or something like that, but just a regular podcast app, either on the Android or on iPhone. You subscribe to it, you should get it within a reasonable amount of time, and as long as you get it, everybody else will too.
Yeah, because when you're subscribed to the feed. Even in the Apple Podcast app, when you're subscribed to your show, you're not subscribed through Apple Podcasts. It is actually pulling your feed. And if you have a service that caches your feed or anything like that, you need to make sure that you're clearing the cache on your publishing sites if your hosting provider does do that, because it could delay your feed from updating on your own website for a couple of hours. So that's something to be aware of.
And things like FeedBurner and Podcast Mirror and all those too, you know, allow for a little extra time for that to update. Because, you know, Mirror pulls about once an hour. FeedBurner, I don't know how long that takes, but, you know, anything like that, you know, the more steps there are between you and your subscriber, the longer it can take.
So anyway, folks, that's going to bring us to the end of your podcast number 40. And of course, Mike and I will be back with you in 2 weeks. But if you have questions on today's show or have a topic that you want us to cover, you can send us an email to yourpodcast@blueberry.com. Let us know what you want us to cover. We will. Let us know how you like the format of the show and provide any feedback that you will. And if these tidbits helpful for you, then we definitely want that feedback as well. If you're not subscribed, if you're catching the show on the website, make sure you scroll down a little bit on your podcast or on powerpresspodcast.com and get subscribed to the podcast. Mike, anything?
Nope. That about covers it for this week or this episode.
So everyone, take care. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks for your podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.